Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic, safe, blessed, awesome Friday today. As always, I'll be on the Hagman Report tonight, going to cover some different topics that we've been going over all week. So be sure to tune into that on the Hagman Report. Going to have a pretty fun show with Doug. Me and him always go on some interesting topics. So it should be a good show tonight. And also, too, if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com, with the D3 10,000 K2 on sale right now, product of the week. Over 20% off. Be sure to stock up on it if you need it, because it is a very effective product that needs to be a staple in your supplement dosage every single day. And I was reading an article that just came out here. This was interesting. It says how high dose vitamin D may treat incurable diseases. Experts are talking about. They said for some people, supplementing what seems as a very high dose of D3 may actually reap significant health benefits. The board-certified internist Dr. Patrick McCullough published a report on the experiences of three patients who are taking high doses between 20,000 to 60,000 IUs of D3 with K2 every single day. All three of them had significant health improvements. What's interesting about this, they said one patient started supplementing with vitamin D3 K2 8 years before the publication of the record and saw his asthma attacks completely disappear. Another individual that basically was having issues with hand lesions that they could not fix. He could not heal up. He had been in and out of the doctor for years. He started taking 50,000 IUs of D3 K2 every single day. And within 6 months, his hand lesions completely healed up. And so these are stories that I read about. And it's interesting when you read some of this research on here, and there's thousands more of them, on why it's such a crucial nutrient to have in your system and why the recommended dosage of 600 IUs per day for the National Institute of Health is such a joke. Now they've bumped it to 2,000 IUs a day.
It's still a joke.
Because even when you look at blood work levels on that, you'll still find the majority of people, even if you're taking that dosage, it still doesn't even come close to where you need to be as far as on your blood level. So, again, that's why we dose it at 10,000. That's why people ask me about that. I tell them on a regular basis. It's crucial and needed nowadays, especially with the lack of sunshine that most people get. But also, make sure if you're running that high dosage, it has to have K2. And that's why we have the blend together that we put together here at healthmasters.com on sale. It's product of the week. You voted and it won. And also, too, another topic that I wanted to cover briefly, because I keep getting emails on this with this solar eclipse event next week. I haven't covered
ridiculous.
I haven't covered a lot of it because it's another solar eclipse. Is something going to happen strange and some crazy event going to occur? I don't know. I know that they're really racking up the fear porn, and I know YouTube and a lot of other social media platform sites have been getting tens of millions of views on some of these pages by putting out some really crazy fear porn titles that everybody's watching and sitting around. This is constantly what a rogue government does, is they put out fear and they try to keep people controlled and dulled down by being in such a state of fear that they don't want to do anything. I've told everybody this. Make sure you have any supplies that you need stocked up and set it and forget it. If you have supplies as far as food buckets, you got that. You got backup water supply. You got backup burners for fire. You got backup power, solar, whatever you need, you know what you need. Get backups on it, have it, especially food and water, have some backup medical supplies. That should be a staple you have on a regular basis, quite frankly. It shouldn't take a solar eclipse to stock up on that. But if that gives you an excuse or motivation to make sure you're stocked up on that, make sure you do it. Now, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night. He did 8 years in the Marine Corps, and you know, he was talking about when he was over in Afghanistan with Battle of Marja, and he was talking about how much water they were constantly having to drink and bring in all the time. And that's why I talk to everybody all the time. When you're in a very, very, you know, high stress situation and you're walking and you're moving, you're doing stuff all the time, you have to have adequate water. And that's why it's crucial to make sure you have good water filtration and backup stored water. That's why I always recommend, at least if you're looking at it, have at least a gallon of water per person in your family for at least 3 days minimum. And that's, to me, that's the bare minimum. So if you got, you know, three people in your family, have at least 9 gallons of water stocked up in a closet somewhere and rotate them out if you need to. I like using glass jugs, so a little bit of silver, a little bit of Aquatrace is good. You don't really have to rotate much out of it. But there's also a lot of other options. But make sure you got some backup water supplies and backup filtration. Just my staple on that. And when it comes to support as far as security, make sure you've got realistic security and you know how to use and operate any type of firearms or security measures that you have. I've told people before, you're better off having one reliable AR with 10 mags and 1,000 rounds than you are having 10 ARs, you know, with one mag each and, you know, a couple rounds, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 rounds. I've seen so many times where people will go out and they have these giant gun collections, and they've got like 100 rounds of ammunition, which if you've ever trained or operated in any circumstance, you realize 100 rounds is like nothing. It doesn't get you anywhere. So again, this is why it's important to be realistic with your numbers, with your food. Make sure you have adequate calories. You know, the organic food buckets that we have are like 19,000 calories a bucket. And I've told people before, look at see what you're going to be realistically eating. If you know you need to operate on 2,000, 2,500 calories a day, make sure you're looking at that from a realistic standpoint, because a lot of these food bucket companies, they come up with these really erroneous claims. Oh, it's a four-week food supply, and you look at it, the bucket's like 10,000 calories. I don't know who you are, but functioning for 4 weeks on 10,000 calories, you're going to feel pretty crappy, and you're going to get pretty weak and skinny, especially if you're in a high-stress situation, Dad. So that's why it's important to be realistic about your supplies. But again, the whole thing with the solar eclipse, I'm not going to sit around and worry about it. Whatever happens is going to happen. This isn't the first time it's ever happened. But from what I've seen, a lot of these YouTubers are getting a lot of views and making a lot of money off a lot of this fear porn that they're promoting on here, Dad. That's just my take on it. Again, always stay prepared, but regardless.
You know, it's so funny. This morning I was reading through Alt Media News Aggregator.
Yeah.
And literally every single story was fear porn.
No, yeah.
I mean, no, it's everything.
There's been a lot of it.
You know, we're going to have, you know, all these different places that the eclipse is going to drag through and, you know, all the stuff that's going to happen. And you're going to have, you know, double crosses and double this and all these different things. And we're going to have the end of the world. And I'm like, no, we're not.
Oh, somebody told me, somebody was putting a thing on there that said the revelation seals are going to start opening next week because the solar eclipse is happening.
No, don't go there. Don't get all wrapped up in fear porn. You know, we were up at the ranch a few years ago up in North Carolina, and we had the huge eclipse go through, a full eclipse, and we're still here. It's okay. There are a lot of solar eclipses, and you know, it's ironic to me because, you know, the entire universe theory that they've given us is kind of like hard to collaborate. I'm gonna stop there, including the spinning planet that has 1,000-mile-an-hour winds on it and being dragged by the sun at 1,000,000 miles an hour through the universe, and yet there's never a change in the precession of the equinox. But I'll stop. I won't go there today. But don't get to a point where you start getting yourself completely paralyzed from fear with this nonsense.
Nope.
Listen to me. I had another guy send me an email this morning, a nice guy, and he really means well. He starts talking about the changes in the solar system and the changes in the universe and different things happening in the universe, and things are heating up in the universe and temperatures are changing on other planets. Okay, stop for a second. Stop. And then the end of the world is going to happen, and everybody's going into deep underground military bases. Well, here's a newsflash. Let's just stop for 1 second. The deep underground military bases are real. I'm not even going to deny that. But if the entire planet gets overheated by something and we all get zapped, why are you concerned about that? I'm just asking you a question. Why are you going to worry about that? What's it going to do? It's not going to do anything besides increase your risk of cancer and heart disease and diabetes. It doesn't do anything. It's going to stress you out. You know, be concerned about the things that you can change in your life. Be concerned about the things that you can actually be involved in, like sending out, you know, our talk show or somebody else's talk show if you like them, and letting your friends know and stay informed. Getting to a point where you get yourself in a knot and go crawl in a basement somewhere. I've got a friend of mine, and I love the guy, and I've had him on the show before, but I can't bring him back on the show because everything's fear porn, fear porn, fear porn, fear porn. He was so convinced a few years ago that Planet X was going to destroy the planet. Austin had a trip to Miami to go to Miami. Oh, you can't.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, he's moved to a remote facility, and guess what? It's 15, 20 years ago. We haven't had Planet X come by and do what it's going to do. Now, is there a Planet X? I don't know. But remember, the same people that tell us this stuff are the same people that tell us all the other lies. Everything's a lie on this entire planet, including the entire planetary structure and how it's built. You know, you got to go back to the Word of God to figure out how it really is put together. And I could do a whole show on that one day. I think someday I might just do that. But don't get yourself in a knot. It's not worth it. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going to live that way. You think, well, that's a Pollyanna approach. Okay, my mom, bless her heart, went through World War II in Germany, and she had severe post-traumatic stress. I mean, it was severe. And I remember she was always scared. We used to joke with her. The word for fear in German is Bange. It's kind of a funny word, Bange, but that means fear. And I used to say to her, you're always Bange. You're always scared. And, you know, and she was attacked after the war. It was a big mess. I don't want to go into detail with all that, but she had a right to be stressed out from what had happened to her over there. But the point is, she lived her whole life in fear, fear of cancer, fear of dying, fear of this. Everything was fear, 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 fear. Well, guess what? Nothing she ever feared ever came to pass. It just, you know, 99% of the demons that we put on ourselves don't ever happen. You know, we get ourselves, and that's why the Bible's so clear about this in Matthew, when he's doing the Beatitudes, and he goes, you know, look at the lilies in the field. They don't worry. They're not all stressed out. And he says, I tell you the truth, even Solomon in his full glory was not adorned as well in these lilies. And it's true. And it says, and who by worrying can add a single moment to your life? That's why I don't do fear porn. That's why this show is so big. That's why this show continues to grow, because you guys have had enough of the fear porn too. All it does is paralyze you. Fear paralyzes you. It doesn't. You don't know what to do. You can't make a decision because you're not sure what the outcome is going to be. And so it's just stress. And sadly, when that happens, you get into a situation where everybody around you picks up on your motives and your attitude and your energy field, and it gets sad. You know, have you ever had him? Years ago, I remember a guy came into my house. Oh, he got into a big fight on his cell phone, you know, talking to some supplier or whatever it was. I can't remember. The guy was in the PVC industry, and he was, you know, making, you know, rails and fences, et cetera. I mean, he's screaming and yelling in the house. And I looked at Sharon and I said, whoa, I said, this has got to go. So I took him aside a little while later because he was spending the night, you know, in the bedrooms with his wife. And I said to him, I said, look, dude, I said, here's the deal. You can't bring this in my house. If you got to scream and yell at a supplier, I said, you know, take it outside. You know, get far enough away. We don't have to listen to it. I said, it's not okay. And from that day on, I've been very, very careful and cognizant when I'm on the telephone talking to somebody. If it gets to turn into a fussy conversation, every once in a while they do. I know I don't like that, but sometimes they just have to be that way. I just try to make it by myself and take it somewhere else. And I try not to keep it on a speakerphone where everybody else has to listen to it. So you know I'm right off. Yeah. So don't get caught up in fear porn. But I read that site this morning. It was everything. World War III is imminent. You know, the tidal waves are coming in. The aliens are coming in. On and on and on. All this does is paralyze you with fear. If you listen to this stuff long enough, don't do it. Remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Prayer still changes things, and we can live our lives in abundance according to his word if we seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things are going to be given unto you. It's very important we understand this. Now, this eclipse, in a week or two from now, when we're here, we'll be laughing about it again. Don't do this. They always do this. 88 reasons for the rapture in 88. You know, Y2K, 2012. It always is the same group of people. Ask yourself a question. Why are they not, if this is something that was really going to happen, they would censor it. They would stop it. They would not let you talk about it. They have the ability to stop the algorithms and people from picking up on these YouTube videos and these TikTok videos about this stupid eclipse are getting millions of views. That tells you right there it's not true. Because if it was true, everybody would be taking precautions and doing stuff, and they wouldn't tell us about it. If something like this ever happened, we will not know about it. I'm letting you know that. They're not going to tell us about it because they don't want massive panic. This is just more and more fear porn. By the way, I got a really good article this morning too from another guy, and this is another listener from us. And, you know, the guy's got a really good point. His name's Andy. He goes, most natural-born Americans quit their labor force after the onset of the pandemic, and a lot aren't coming back. Unfortunately, a lot of the younger generations are unskilled and hooked on opiates, fentanyl, and social media. A gap in labor production in the U.S. is being mostly filled by illegal immigration at the moment, which includes, I'm adding this, almost all of the construction jobs here in Central Florida, from block laying to sheetrock to everything. The only thing I haven't seen these guys in is skilled labor where they have to be licensed with electricians and plumbers. Everything else is dominated by these guys that are coming from other countries, by the way. The gap in labor production in the U.S. is being mostly filled by illegal immigration at the moment, which also helps pay for Social Security benefits of the up for the coming retirees. Until the rise of AI, Skynet, transhumanism, take over in the coming decades, then thus implement universal basic income as espoused by Andrew Yang and other soil and green dystopia. Best wishes, you know, to you and Austin and your families, and thank you for this, Andy. And so I'm going to stop one thing. I'm going to add one thing to this, and he's right. All of these jobs that are being filled right now are being done by illegal immigration in most cases, as far as from a construction industry standpoint. But here's what I've thought about over the years. The Ponzi scheme that is the Federal Reserve, they lost money for the first time last month. How the Ponzi scheme loses money. They have to have a continual influx at the bottom of the pyramid. They have to have more and more people coming in who are going to be the slave labor force to feed the beast on top. This pyramid that is the Federal Reserve system is so illegal, it's unbelievable. At every different, if any of us tried to do something like this with the money supply, you know, we'd all go to prison. I mean, the banks can come in, and if you put $1,000 in a savings account, they could loan $40,000 out on that $1,000. They just make the money. They just give out the loan. The money's never exchanged hands. It's just dots and dashes on a screen. It's a complete scam. That's why every so often the M1 supply gets too low. They can't meet their debt obligations, and that's why they want to go to a digital currency. That's why they're doing this. So they need more meat, more human flesh, more people in their Ponzi scheme, hence the 5-10 million immigration coming into the country every single year to feed the beast. All this housing, Hispanic, almost all of it, 90% of it plus. Then you look at it, you'll do exactly what I did a few weeks ago, and you find out when you dig a little bit down and who owns the entire housing complex, it always goes back to BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. This is the group that's running the entire world right now through their basically subterfuge, through their machinations. You know, and the insouciant Americans are sitting here going, oh, it's all good, it's all good. You know, why are eggs, you know, organic eggs, you know, $4 a dozen at Aldi's and $8 a dozen at Publix? That's not okay. There's something seriously wrong with that. And now they're killing more egg chickens. Oh, because of bird flu. They just wiped out another 1.5 million chickens. And now they're saying, oh, we've got the bird flu coming. It's more fear porn. Now, I'm going to say something about the COVID because I still get letters on this. The COVID bioweapon was very, very real. People were coughing up blood. People were dying. People couldn't breathe. Don't tell me the COVID wasn't real because I know it was real. My own wife was coughing up blood. So don't tell me this is the flu. So the bioweapon release was not as powerful as they thought it was going to be because our immune systems, when we gave them the right nutrients, which they tried to stop, we talked about this on yesterday's show, get back in control and say, no, it's not. We're not going to do this. Like also was just talking about with the D3, also with vitamin C. Vitamin C is incredibly critical as far as your health, but people don't get it. They don't take supplements that really work. It's sad. That's why at healthmasters.com, we have really high quality vitamins and supplements. But I want to share that with you this morning because I want to just reiterate what Austin is saying by this eclipse. Stop reading about it. If you want to go out and look at it with a pair of glasses on and be a useful peasant and basically be conditioned and do what they tell you to do, whatever. That's your choice. You know, I mean, I saw it a few years ago. It was pretty cool up in North Carolina, full solar eclipse. It got dark. It was really neat. I didn't get scared. Oh, my gosh, okay? This isn't, you know, 300 B.C., okay? This is not that time of our lives, okay? We understand what telescopes are. We understand what the moon and the sun are. Well, kind of, sort of. Sometimes we have some really weird interpretations of what the stuff really is. But the Earth is more of a realm than a planet anyhow, but I could go into depth with that, too, one day. But Austin, what do you think, buddy? I want to talk about the Kennedy assassination next, so some of the reasons why. But what do you think? You got any more stories on health, bud?
Well, yeah. One thing that's interesting, this is something that, you know, I'll probably talk about on Hagman tonight, because, you know, the aspect of what they did with COVID was very effective strategy, and the likelihood of them trying to pull another stunt like this again to control more power and also to control the population, so to speak, with the health and get people sicker and sicker is very real. I saw an article here earlier, and I was talking about how now the bird flu has now jumped from cattle for the first time, and now a rare human case
here
has been
discovered
in person in Texas.
One person.
Oh, yeah, who's contracted this from an infected cow now. And this is what interesting. So the CDC comes out now. CDC comes out and says, okay, bird flu is jumping to cattle now. Cattle flu is now jumping to humans. They said, we have never seen avian flu in cattle prior to last week. This is new, says the CDC director, Mandy Cohen. It is a reservoir of the virus to circulate, potentially change. Now they're saying that essentially all these cattle and all these chickens, they've got to be slaughtered now, disposed of. Of course, surprise, here we go.
Higher food prices.
Knock out the food prices again. And then they're coming in and saying, there's a big farmer insider, John Fulton. He said, this appears to be 100 times worse than COVID, and it can mutate and has a super high case fatality rate. Here's what they're trying to get everything set up for. The COVID narrative is kaput. It's done. The actual COVID narrative. They tried to resurrect it 2 or 3 times. You guys have seen it. They start pushing it on the media. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. They've got to come out with something that's more effective. And I can tell you this right now. There's an extremely high probability. If you want to know about future events, there's a high probability you're going to see another, so to speak, COVID 2.0 or some other aspect where they call it an avian bird flu or some other stupid event. It's going to be probably real again. They're going to release a virus, and that is why it is crucial to maintain the overall health of yourself and your family. Because remember, when they started doing some of the research, this was like a year and a half ago when I covered it, they found that people that had blood levels of 50 or higher of D3, virtually COVID was very easily recoverable. It would still hit you like a ton of bricks, and you were down for 2, 3, 4 days. But as far as recovering and the death rate of individuals who had elevated high range or healthy ranges of D3 in their blood levels, didn't exist. They're fine. They're absolutely fine. And so it's crucial you maintain that and stay stocked up on the D3 on a regular basis. Also, too, other news, this is interesting as well. Apparently, they're having massive protests now over there in Israel. They said hundreds of thousands are protesting Netanyahu again. The entire region erupts in unrest. Now, if you guys remember, I told you the strange event that was happening over there is the population was having a massive upheaval and protest all over last summer, And essentially, Netanyahu was bringing in essentially and changing the Supreme Court aspect over there, and they were going to control everything essentially like a dictator. And everyone's protesting. And suddenly they have the Hamas guys come over on the hang gliders and that whole event starts. And what's interesting now is Israel's basically saying that this has to stop. This needs to be resolved. This is getting out of control, especially now with executing those aid workers, those seven aid workers with three Hellfire drone strikes. And what's interesting now, another individual came out who works with the IDF, and he said that IDF has created free fire kill zones in Gaza where their superiors allow them to kill even civilians who unknowingly enter these areas. They're essentially called death zones. And the IDF says that they've essentially taken out thousands of Hamas fighters. However, the real numbers show that there's over 33,000 civilians have been killed in Hamas in Palestine. And what's interesting about this is it's very rare to have weapons-free rules of engagement. If you talk to anybody in service, you will understand weapons-free is basically shoot on sight. There's only a couple times we've even done that in military engagements. Some of that was in Vietnam. We also had that in Fallujah. When you start giving weapons-free rules of engagement, it's hot. That's it. That's what they've done now to a lot of these IDF guys. They give them full weapons-free. So they're allowed to engage on site anyone.
It's been like that for years.
Right.
They were shooting Palestinians across the Gaza Strip for sport.
And what's crazy is this falls under all types of violations as far as when it comes to NATO acts and so forth with humane warfare, if there's so to speak with that, as far as making sure that civilians are not targeted. And so this is something that's really disturbing, the fact that this is ongoing still and that so many people are still refusing to address it or even talk about it. And again, I tell everybody, make your own decisions on this stuff, but do not just blindly follow what you're told to simply because somebody says you have to follow this narrative because I'm the one who told you have to do it. That just doesn't work with me at all. What do you think?
Well, no, it's just blind obedience has never been my forte. I don't do that. I just, you know, if I think through something and it doesn't make any sense, I just say, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. I mean, I'm going to stop for a second here. Before I start on this Kennedy stuff, you know, here's the thing. Even if you're in church, now listen to me for a second, and I'm not being disrespectful to pastors who have a true anointing on them. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. But a lot of times they want you to speak stuff in church and with the response of reading that I won't read. I just don't do it. And sometimes they say stuff that's simply not true as far as me personally, and so I'm not going to speak it over myself, especially if it's bad. So I just stay away from it. But, you know, now the vast majority of it's okay. It is. But be careful with what you speak over yourself. Be careful with the words that you allow to come out of your mouth, because if you realize that scalar energy and words create that, which changes the fabric of space-time, why are you going to speak death and disease over your own body or over your own self? Just don't do it. And I also said this before, and I'll say it again. I had a good pastor talk to me about this years ago. If you say something, always put a comma at the end of the sentence that you make, because that's the way I want it to be. So whatever you speak about, you're going to bring about. So you might as well speak what you want and how to live the life that you want. But remember, that's for you personally. It's difficult to change somebody else by what you speak for yourself if their freedom of will is involved and they don't want to be doing this. I mean, you can't put shock collars on human beings like you do dogs to train them, which kind of is an awfully hard way to train a dog anyhow. But the reality is you can't do that. If a person doesn't want to listen, they don't have to listen. It's freedom of will. So, but praying over yourself and praying over your family is a really good thing to do on an ongoing basis. I prayed for you guys again last night. But the truth is, you know, be very, very careful what you speak about yourself and what your family about your family, because you're creating physical reality. I want to read you this. This is about the JFK assassination. And it says, when it comes to the Kennedy assassination, there are a plethora of motives. Many different agencies, groups, and individuals wanted JFK dead. Here's an overview of the main ones that helped answer the way and why of Kennedy assassination. I'm going to start first with the opiates being produced in Southeast Asia, because this article does not cover that. Vietnam was a giant producer of opiates along with Cambodia as far as grazing of poppy and poppy fields and poppy crops. The CIA wanted to fund their black operations as they were using Southeast Asia as a way to manufacture opium and import it, but they didn't want to have competition. That's one of the main reasons that we went into Vietnam Kennedy realized this and wanted to get rid of the CIA and get us out of the Vietnam War. Well, the CIA didn't want that, because remember, the CIA had been had come from the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, and basically had the ability to control its own budget by the selling of drugs. In the Vietnam War, approximately 50,000 men died. They were bringing about 50 kilos, in many cases, of uncut heroin into the United States in the caskets and the body bags of these troops and soldiers.
Yep.
That's a lot of heroin. And what they did, so they didn't have a reason not to want more dead bodies. They wanted as many bodies as they could, because the bodies were sacrosanct in the military. Nobody touched the bodies. And so they were able to come over. They didn't have to go through customs or anything else. They weren't being x-rayed, and they brought all this heroin into the United States. Kennedy knew this was going on. He wanted us out of Vietnam. That's one of the main reasons that happened. Then we started bombing Cambodia and Laos because they were competing against the CIA. And then we started using geoengineering even back then to basically flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail to stop the production of this stuff and the transport of that along with troops. And then what ended up happening is they messed up the environment over there as far as producing the poppy because it got too wet. So they shifted it all to Afghanistan, and suddenly the Vietnam War was over with. That's one of the main reasons that Kennedy got killed. Along with that, he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank, et cetera, et cetera. And he did a speech to the Newspapers Association about there's a giant conspiracy that operates through covet means that wants to take over the entire planet. And before he gets out of office, he's going to expose who they are. You start saying stuff like that when you're the president of the United States, it gets everybody's attention. Now let's go back to the CIA here. The CIA Central Intelligence Agency has always functioned like a private company to protect the interests of the rich who founded it, who have friends to do. Right from the start, when the CIA emerged out of the prior agencies like the OSS, Office of Strategic Services, Operation Paperclip smuggled around 1,600 Nazis out of the feet of Germany, and a lot of these individuals were put into the CIA. Number two, Kennedy assassination motives, Zionist Israel. In addition to rubbing the Nazis the wrong way and the CIA the wrong way, JFK also made an enemy of the Zionists. Thus, he was not more on the side of the Nazi arm of the NWO and the Zionist arm of the NOO. He stood against the New World Order in its entirety. That's what Kennedy did. Regardless of which faction was trying to seize power, JFK told David Ben-Gurion, the Israeli president at the time, that he wanted U.S. officials to inspect Dioma, the site of one of the sites of Israel's stockpile of nuclear weapons. Israel had nuclear weapons in the 60s. Kennedy didn't want them to have it because of what a mess it is in the Middle East. Nuclear Dioma is an open secret, despite Israel's official policy of neither confirming or denying whether they have nuclear weapons and refusing to sign a nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Ben-Gurion and the Zionists naturally did not like JFK's position at all. And basically, there's some more stuff in here. I'll set it. And it says the Rothschilds set up Israel from the start and still control it to this day. Famous Israel nuclear whistleblower Mordecai Vanu said in a 2004 interview that he believed that Israel was behind the Kennedy assassination. I'll stop there. I'll let you read this whole article. Then we go into the Vietnam and the military industrial complex. And then we talk about the mafia and how they were used to basically get him into office in Chicago. And he turned against them with his brother Bobby and how they wanted to do it. And then it comes to this part, UFOs, MJ-12, and JFK's assassination. The extraterrestrial issue may be the largest Kennedy assassination motive. After all, this is the fallen angel stuff that I talked about in Angel Wars. After all, it is a massive and risky thing to kill a president, and there are many ways to control people without killing them, so there needed to have an extremely compelling reason to kill JFK. According to Sala, JFK was taken under the wings of then Navy Secretary James Forrestal, who basically was also suicided, and personally showed advanced technology which stemmed from extraterrestrial technological secrets that Nazi Germany had acquired to the Viril Maidens. Forrestal was a visionary who thought America had the right to know about the existence of ET and advanced technology, but Truman disagreed, sacked him, and created the framework for the military intelligence apparatus we have today. Part of this framework was an ultra-secret group known as MJ-12. Bill Cooper talked about them many, many times. By the time Eisenhower left the office, I don't like Eisenhower either, in 1960, warning the public about the potential threat of military complex, he knew full well how the extraterrestrial issue had gotten out of control of the presidency and into the hands of the ultra-secretive black robe military agencies. As the story goes, JFK went about to change this, in which he made an enemy of Alan Dulles, who was both the head of the CIA and the secretive MJ-12 group. Dulles denied the president of the United States denied him access to UFO information, but undaunted, Kennedy traveled to many military bases to review ET artifacts and the bodies of these aliens or fallen angels or whatever you want to call them to get to the bottom of it. Sela offers a leaked memo, MJ-12 memo. I'll show you that. You can look at that. Also known as the Byrne memo of 1961, which contains a cryptic directive to possibly assassinate Kennedy when Kennedy was on the verge of succeeding by forcing the CIA to share classified UFO information with other government agencies on November the 12th, 1963. He was dead 10 days later. So, guys, and then it goes into the occult dimension of the Kennedy assassination, and it talks about the involvement of the, how should I say, Masonic lodges. Very, very good article how it talks about it. There's one other thing that you could read that's available today, and I believe it's available as a free PDF now online, is the most dangerous in the book, 9/11 as a mass sacrificial ritual. Now, here's the thing. If other people are out there doing shows like this, and they're not talking about what I just covered right now, and they're not talking about the involvement of all these different agencies and all these different assassinations and what's going on, you need to ask yourself a question. Why are they not talking about that? Because the vast majority of alt media now, I'd say over 80%, probably closer to 90%, and probably 99% of all the really big alt media shows, they are being funded via the CIA. They're being funded through alt media. They're being funded through all of the things that they were exposed in the meetings back in the 70s and the 80s about the CIA coming in and basically taking over the media in the United States. This is a giant psyop. This is exactly what I talked about at the beginning of the show when I talked about this crazy lunar, this eclipse thing that we're having and how they're trying to get fear, 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 fear. See, when you scare people half to death because they're having an eclipse, when you scare people half to death because they think we're having World War III with nuclear bombs, they stop looking at who's behind the curtain.
That's exactly right.
They go hide. They stop. Their mind is frozen in fear. So they don't have the ability at that point to have concrete rational thought. They're just thinking survival. That's why it's constantly doing this to us, constantly doing this to us, constantly doing to us. And now that another study just came out and said that stress is one of the primary causes of cancer. And, you know, I've been telling you guys this for years. It says stress creates a fourfold increase in the spread of cancer. This is the article from the Daily Mail. Actually, this is not from the Daily Mail. This is from a Zero Hedge. I'm going to read you part of this. A breakthrough discovery links stress hormones with a surge in the spread of cancer, shedding light on why patients under severe stress often have much lower survival rates. There's probability of a very few situations that are stressful being diagnosed with cancer and undergoing cancer treatment. Understanding the stress cancer link may come up in new ways to protect patients from the adverse effect of stress as part of the cancer cure. Accidental discovery prompts more research. A team of scientists from Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory found that glucocorticoids, a type of stress hormone, play a role in creating a metastasis-friendly environment. The Engelbad Lab, which relocated at Johns Hopkins University, studies how the communication between tumors and the immune system affect tumor growth and metastases in mice. Researchers discovered the connection accidentally, noting faster tumor growth in mice that they had unintentionally stressed by a change in housing. The phenomenon prompted further research on chronic stress exposure and how it encouraged the spread of cancer. I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and read through this article yourself. I'll have it posted at the Health Master's website. But the truth is, this is a real problem with stress. Well, what's the goal of the New World Order? Is to reduce the population. So they're going to stress the crap out of you the best they possibly can, either with a stupid, you know, eclipse or whatever. They're going to make you scared, 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 because when you get scared, you elevate cortisol, which is talking about a corticoid steroid here. You elevate cortisol. That stops your stomach from producing hydrochloric acid. That stops you from digesting your foods and your your vitamin D, your vitamin C, and all the rest, your iodine, can't get absorbed properly. And so your immune system is impaired. And when your immune system gets impaired because you can't have proper nutrients being absorbed, what ends up happening is your body starts to deteriorate, and stress massively increases the risk of all the different types of diseases. That's how the mechanism works. That's why we tell you all the time, let go, let God, and pray all the time. Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. Principles. 2. Pray like it's all up to you. Work like it's all up to God. Don't stress out. It is going to be what it's going to be. You know, my mom sat in that nursing home for 6 years and still stayed stressed out over everything. You can't even imagine what she stayed stressed out over. I mean, you name it, she was stressed. It didn't help. None of it ever happened to her. And she still passed away, you know, being stressed out her entire life. Don't live that way. It's not worth it. Do you really need that new car with those big payments? Whoa, I hit you home on that one, didn't I? Do you really need that house that you really don't want to pay for that really has too much maintenance anyhow? Do you really need to be keeping that monster alive? Okay. Do you really need to go out and go on vacation and borrow the money to go on vacation? Do you really need to go borrow money to buy Christmas presents for all your kids and all your relatives and have to pay it back on your credit cards at 18, 28% interest? Why do you do that to yourself? And why do you stress out like that? It's not worth it. Gosh, you know, just relax. Let go, let God, and just pray like it's all up to him. That's what you got to do. And just remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But we don't have fear in our lives. Perfect love, it says in the Bible, casts out fear. When we have the love of God in our lives, we don't have the fear. So don't let this happen. This is why the cancer rates are so high right now, along with the fact that people's immune systems have been compromised because of the COVID shot. The COVID virus was very, very real. It didn't do what they wanted it to. It really didn't. But the real PSYOP here, the real PSYOP was the shot. That's how they wanted to go ahead and control the planet and reduce the population with that shot. That's why we have these cancers all over the place that are spreading like crazy from people who took the shot. But that's why we have the spike protein survival kit at the office. Always increase your D3, always increase your vitamin C, always increase your potassium iodine if you get under stress. Really important. I take those things every single day. I take 10 of our vitamin C antioxidant pills every day. I take 5 in the morning, 5 at night. I take at least one iodine pill every single day with 12.5 milligrams of vinasin iodine. Listen to me. All of this stuff is so very, very important for you to maintain good health and good mental states. You know, last night, I got a little bit frustrated the other day. So last night, I took some 5-HTP before I went to bed. Man, I woke up feeling great again this morning. There's all kinds of natural things. The 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan helps to produce serotonin in the brain. All of these things are so important that you maintain them. Now, here's what you don't want to do. Sometimes you have to do it, but this is what you don't want to go here if you don't have to. Don't wait until you're on your deathbed to make a choice. Please don't do that. Don't wait until you're on 25 prescription medications and you can't move anymore to make a choice. Try to stay healthy all the days of your life and make good choices all the days of your life. You don't have to be running around working 100-hour work weeks in most cases, unless you've gotten yourself into a debt mess. And that's why Chapter 7 is always there for bankruptcy. Whoa, I don't really talk about that very often. But if you made a bunch of mistakes and have gotten yourself into a mess, you know, Chapter 7 is there for a reason. That's one of the reasons they wouldn't let you bankrupt student loans, by the way. They don't want you to do that. They want to keep that stress on you all the time, because you made those choices when you were in college. Now they want you to live with it and eat with it every single day. And it's sad. That's why you got to be really careful with student loans. Be very, very careful of getting yourself overextended right now, because a lot of things are really happening in the economy and the world situation that really may not allow this economy that's built on a Ponzi scheme to continue the way it is right now. So make sure you stay current on your bills and make sure you live within your means. Budget yourself to the low ebbs if you've got a business. If you've got a peak year 1 year, low year the next year, peak year next year, stay at the bottom level as far as your lifestyle choices and your payments that you're going to make. Very, very important advice I'm giving you today from a financial standpoint. And from a health standpoint. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're spot on that. And that's why I think so many people now, too, are starting to realize this is why this whole EV vehicle market is starting to collapse. I was reading an article earlier. They said that Americans are sick of these prices that they're coming out now with these electric cars. Now, like, the average base electric car is like $48,000. That's just the average one. They go up way higher than that.
Worth $5,000 this year.
I was just about to say, and you find out in a year and a half that it's worth about 80% less than what it was when you bought it. It says the problem that we're running into is that these EV mandates, like the EPA is trying to put into place, and that these federal government keeps doing these green energy deals, all it's doing is it's a wealth transfer from red rural states to basically blue liberal states. This is a very interesting article here, as they say that they've criticized this as class warfare with far-reaching implications for certain parts of America, with the federal EV vehicle mandates essentially as a giant wealth transfer. And this is an article that talks about how the EPA, with their new mandates that they want by 2027, they want to start controlling and forcing vehicle manufacturers to produce X amount of EV vehicles. So essentially two-thirds have to be electric by 2032, or else I guess the all-powerful EPA is going to fine them. It's insane how out of control the EPA is such a they're so fat and full of nonsense. The fact that they're even still operational boggles my mind, yet they still allow things like dicamba on the market and glyphosate on the market. It's crazy. It went on to say here, it says that essentially the top 10 states that basically have the highest amount of EV sales are all blue states. This is ironic.
Always.
Always. It was crazy about it here.
Because they're stupid.
I mean, they keep voting for the same thing and getting the same results, and it's ironic because they're saying now that essentially all these federal grants that are going now, this money is essentially propping up these blue states that majority of them are all insolvent. And they said one-third of all EV car buyers are in California. I can't make that up. That's just that just leaves it open for enough jokes right there. And especially after we saw what happened in Chicago a few months back, where essentially there's a graveyard of electric vehicles because it was too cold to charge them, and essentially the entire vehicles were shut down and they couldn't do anything because they were broke. Just thought I'd mention that. It's just kind of ironic. Also, too, speaking of California and dumb decisions, California Governor Newsom has announced 480 new AI facial recognition cameras to be installed along freeways in Oakland to make the area safer. It's for your protection, of course. You guys know all that. Describing the camera as high tech, the Democrats said in a video post on X that this will help law enforcement identify vehicles linked to crime using real-time information and alerts. They're talking about the companies called Flock Safety Cameras, but critics are saying are used to create AI-powered mass surveillance networks to keep a close eye on all movements and also behavior of people and what they do. This is crazy. Flock is in the business of automatic number plate recognition tech, primarily sold to law enforcement, that can be installed in areas with no electricity by only using solar power. The real-time components stem from Flock using databases of cars marked in advance, while the camera connection to phone towers means police and federal agencies can be alerted to the location instantly. In addition to the raising issue of mass surveillance as such and how normally the Democratic governors can swiftly descend into authoritarianism, they said this big political picture further reveals the fact that crime rates have been soaring in California and they're not going down. So here's my million-dollar question, since California is broke all the time. Before they go do this another, it's like some $50 million contract to install all these AI cameras on the freeway to make everyone safer, why don't they go back and reform their no bond policy? Since their crime is skyrocketing, it's not going down, it's getting worse and worse and worse. How about they stop letting people out of jail with $0 bond after they just were involved in a violent crime? I watched a video, I told you guys, it was probably a couple months back, and it was one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed, and it was on surveillance footage, and then they interviewed the guy, the homeowner, the business owner. So it was in California, this guy had this shop, almost like a mechanic shop, and he lived there on and off, and he basically went out, he heard somebody breaking in, he goes out there, and there's this homeless guy, I guess it's like cracked out of his mind, going through his garage, rummaging through his shop, trying to steal stuff.
Don't do this in Polk County.
No, don't. This is in California. The only way we got is California. So the guy, he struggles with this guy to kick him out. He calls the cops. The cops come in. They arrest him for burglary. Okay? Guy goes to jail. He's released within an hour and 20 minutes with zero bond. Comes back to the shop again in the same night. This is in the same night. Comes back to the shop again. Breaks in again and attempts to steal stuff. And the homeowner then gets in another fight with him. And then the cops show up and they arrest him and they take him back to jail. And then they Baker Act him because he's so belligerent. So he can't get back out of jail in an hour and a half. And he's Baker Acted for 72 hours. And that was the only way to keep this guy from continually breaking back in the same night because he got out of jail so fast. Why don't you look at that, Governor Nuisance? How about you do a little bit of research in that policy and what it's doing? And now you have people, literally, there's videos all over California where they just go into Walgreens. They go into liquor stores. They just steal. They don't even put masks on. They just walk in with backpacks and fill it up. They just walk out. Now, Walgreens is to the point now where they're having to lock up toilet paper. Toilet paper has to be locked up now behind glass. That's how bad it's gotten over there now. To the point now, deodorant and pretty much almost every single item in Walgreens has to be completely glassed off and blocked, and you have to go through with an attendant to pick out the stuff you want so they can unlock it for you so you can be released. I don't know. Maybe you need to start addressing that issue, Governor Nuisance, instead of worrying about putting a $50 million AI camera surveillance package on the freeway to monitor the citizens trying to travel freely unmolested on their way. Just my two cents on that, because I saw that and I was just like, this is an absolute joke on here. What do you think about this whole thing in California? I mean, obviously, we know it's a concerted effort.
You mean with government nightmare?
Yeah.
If I had not seen liberals and spoken to them, okay, if I hadn't been through it on airplanes and everything else, you kind of run into these clowns, I would not believe they existed.
Yeah.
I know that sounds bad, doesn't it? I can't believe that some people are this stupid. I mean, I've told you stories about the lady on the airplane one time who told me they needed to increase everybody's tax rates to 90%.
Yeah.
You know, and she was serious that she was the last Teddy Kennedy bleeding heart liberal, and that she felt as though that people who wanted to work should work and pay for everybody else who doesn't want to work. Well, got a newsflash for that unbelievably stupid rhetoric. what's wrong with you? Did somebody drop you on your head when you were a baby in your crib? I mean, how in the world do you think that kind of garbage is going to fly with anybody who's got any kind of sense? So I remember I was on an airplane in Greece years ago when Trump had first won his election. And I was basically talking to this girl who was a cheerleader, I think, at Clemson, just a young, stupid girl. Not the cheerleaders are young and stupid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. So this girl was young and stupid, and Sharon was with me, and she started talking about how Trump was a Nazi. I said, all right. I said, why is he a Nazi? But you know he's a Nazi. I said, well, actually, I don't know he's a Nazi. I said, you know, I don't know much about him as far as his personal life back then. I said, but you know, he's at least talking about, you know, controlled borders. But he's a Nazi. I said, can you give me one shred of evidence that he's a Nazi? And she starts screaming at me. You know, if he's fascist, you know, and I'm like, oh, God. And she couldn't give me one shred of evidence. And what happens is these are the people that are caught up in know-it-all gear.
Yep.
They basically think they know everything about everything. And if you try to ask them a question as to why they believe that way, they can't tell you. And so finally, her mom was unbelievably embarrassed that she was doing this to me. But she was, again, in a liberal university being taught lies. And so sadly, it's this. I mean, okay, if you're liberal and you're watching this show right now, just for your kicks and giggles, I guess, I don't know why you'd be watching this show.
Okay, I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of liberals watching this show.
I don't think you are, but you guys can take a little clip of this show and you can ask the liberal this question. If you're so smart, why are you guys so broke? I'm just going to ask you that question. I mean, you know, to me, I love working. I love being productive. I love being goal-oriented and goal-related. I mean, I've been that way my whole life. I don't want to sit around and wait to die. I don't want to sit around and wait for hopefully somebody else to give me money so I can feed myself. I mean, what's the liberal mindset doing as far as protecting the United States of America from the onslaught of, you know, poverty, you know, with all these illegals coming into the country, many of them who don't want to work, but many of them who are working in the construction industry, like I talked about earlier. But the reality is, why is your philosophy so bad? Ask yourself a question. Well, who's taught you this? And I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again very briefly. This came from Frankfurt School, from 1933, from Goethe University, Frankfurt, Germany, with the Frankfurt School that was basically thrown out of Germany, and they fled Germany in 1933 after Hitler got into power, went to Switzerland. They threw them out. They went to Columbia University to teach cultural Marxism. And this is all this is the destruction of the nuclear family and the destruction of Christianity. And almost all of these cultural Marxists from Goethe University were all Kabbalists, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan wackies. They're nuts. And they get this, and they start believing the lies of their God, Lucifer. And they start, or they don't call him Lucifer, they call him Ein Sof. They start believing all of this crazy stuff about their superiority and all the rest of it. And they think that we're supposed to sit back and just believe all the lies and all the rhetoric. And then when they control the media and control the universities and control the press and control what you see on TV every single night, you start to realize very, very quickly that these guys are really in control of all of this. They really are. And so, and they control the money supply of the United States. So they can say whatever they want to say. Their big Achilles heel was the internet. Okay, let me stop for a second. I'm going to jump around here for a second. You know, they wanted to use the Achilles heel of the internet to basically subdue us all and track everybody for everything everyone said. That's what they wanted. They wanted to be able to enslave us even more with the internet. The problem are shows like this, in which we come in and we say, oh, by the way, we know what you're doing. Let's point a finger at you. And hey, how about that? We know that what you're doing is not okay, and we're saying against it. And when shows like this are censored, like we have been so many times and kicked off YouTube years ago, then you realize that what we're telling you is the truth. When you get unlimited bandwidth and you never get affected as far as your viewership, chances are you're CIA. Chances are you're getting 80% out there that maybe or may not be true and 20% lies. That's why I'm very careful in bringing people on the show as a guest, because I don't like having to try to trench myself out of the mess they started when they get on the show and say certain things. I've had people on here before for 20 minutes. I've killed the show, deleted the show, and got it out of the archives. I've done that 2 times now with different guests because I found out later they're not who they said they were. I'm not going to give you any names. It's not necessary because they're not in my archives anymore anyhow. But this is the problem that you run into in alt media. Who else is talking about Israel? Candace Owens is. Man, is she getting eviscerated for that? Kanye West did. He got eviscerated for that. And now we have P. Diddy. This I got to read you this article. Listen.
Dude, he's getting roasted on social media.
Well, no, this is an article by it says Zionism and child sex trafficking among the globalists like Epstein, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, they all have strong ties to Zionism. It says hip hop P. Diddy, whose legal name is Sean Combs, has been hit with 5 civil lawsuits in 4 months while the Department of Homeland Security raided his homes. Similar to Epstein, Combs allegedly ran a sexual blackmail operation to leverage the rich and the famous. Alexander Rubinstein, writing for Mint Press, reported that Combs has a strong connection to the influential Zionists and the pro-Israeli lobby, such as co-defendant billionaire Lucian Grange and chairman and CEO of the Universal Music Group, the largest music company in the world. Billionaire Zionist Lucian Grange is the chairman and the CEO of Universal Music Group, but since February, he and his company have also been named defendants in a lawsuit against hip-hop impresario P. Diddy, whose legal name is Sean Combs. This is being redundant, repetitive. As part of the most influential figures in one of the most popular music genres in the century, Combs has many friends, yet among his closest friends are outsized number of influential Zionists. Said to have hundreds of cameras inside his properties and naturally footage of politicians and music industry executives, and one of the most powerful men in the music industry with friends of IDF organization, has been accused of financing and attending parties held by the artist, which featured trafficked underage sex workers. Meanwhile, A-list Ashton Kutcher and another entertainment industry honchos close to Combs have maintained longstanding ties to the Israeli lobby. One of the civil lawsuits was filed by Rodney Jones, a former producer hired by Combs. It accuses Diddy of sexual assault. In graphic detail, the lawsuit alleges an Epstein-style conspiracy that includes crimes ranging from the sex trafficking of minors to surreptitious drugging, sexual assault, and gun violence. According to the lawsuit, Combs' freak-off parties were paid for by Universal Music Group, Lucian Grange, and former Motown Records CEO, Ethiopia, forget some of these words, Haftarmarian, and cash to avoid detection by federal authorities. I'm going to post this article for you guys so you can read it. But it never seems to end. Why in the world is that little sliver of land over there in the Middle East involved in all of this stuff all the time? And how do they do a carte blanche immunity? Oh, there's a great movie out years ago. It was called Beethoven. It was about a big giant dog. And it was a great kids movie. And I'll never forget, this little boy was sitting there about to get picked on by bullies. And all of a sudden the bullies see him and he stands up to them and they all run away from him. And the camera pans back. And there's this giant dog standing behind the little boy, kind of waiting for somebody to mess with the kid. And all the bullies ran away. Guess who the giant dog is standing behind Israel, preventing all the bullies from messing with Israel? That would be the United States of America. And we allow this, and we continue to allow this over and over and over and over again by continuing the support for that country. It's sad to me, because I personally, here's how I look at it. We're broke. I mean, we're really broke. I mean, we're bouncing checks everywhere now in the United States. More and more and more and more debt, taking out more and more credit cards to cover the Federal Reserve spread from this incredible Ponzi scheme they started. But the United States still gives away hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in aggregate over the years to different countries and different foreign entities. Why are we doing this? Why don't we just clean up our own mess and not be giving money away to everybody? Oh, that's right, because it's for political influence so we can control the world through our CIA and put in governments that we want to have put in. This is a mess. This thing is corrupt to the core, from the top to the bottom. That's why we have told you many times, Austin, that what you got to do is you got to start locally, and you got to start working with your city commission, your local school boards. So these are the things that we can change, and then let that trickle up.
Yep.
That trickle down stuff doesn't work, because once they're entrenched in the power, you can't get rid of them. That's unless they have term limits implemented. The whole thing is sad. That's why I keep giving everybody hope, talking about Jesus, because without that, we're just hosed. I mean, so we've got to maintain our relationship with God all the days of our life so he can walk us through this myriad of mazes that we have had thrust upon us and allowed to be here by the institution American population. Well, Oz, what do you think?
You're not wrong. And I mean, and that's one of the most effective things you can do, is as far as making sure your children are getting the proper education, the proper school, and what they're being involved and exposed to, because that's the next generation that's going to be doing a lot of this stuff. You know, and I'm going to talk to Doug about that tonight on the show as well, because, you know, what we see now in the next 10 to 20 years is going to be very dependent on how we handle things right now. It's always how it is. And the way we've been watching everything go, and the way we're allowing things to go and preventing people from being able to speak freely, is something that's so egregious in the United States, it boggles my mind. You know, we joked about it yesterday, but Scotland, they put this, you know, anti-hate speech bill in, where anybody can just call in and essentially turn everybody in because you said something's offensive. And they got over 4,000 calls in the first 24 hours. And law enforcement said, we can't even handle crimes. Like, this whole thing's a debacle. Like, everybody's calling up because Joe's didn't say good morning the right way across the street, and so-and-so cussed at them because they cut them off in the car. Everybody's calling up this hate speech crime thing now. It's ludicrous. It's stupid at its highest level, but again, it's got much more deeper meaning and entrenching to control the people on how they function and how they do things. Also, to another, this is one last story I want to cover real quick. The FDA now failed to inspect multiple clinical trial sites, putting lives at risk. They said the FDA is conducting fewer inspections of their clinical trial research study, according to a Government Accountability Office report. Investigative journalism Maria DeMasi, who in 2022 found the FDA's oversight of the 2020 vaccine clinical trials was grossly inadequate and little has changed since then. It appears almost that they intentionally were not investigating clinical trial sites in order to not find anything. This is a crazy article I'll post on the website here. It talked about how this, being that it was one of the most advanced vaccines with RNA gene therapy that was completely experimental, it had some of the least amount of oversight when it came to the clinical trials and how they were monitoring it. And yet the FDA came in and just gave a rubber stamp on it and said, listen, it's safe and effective. It's safe and effective because we said it's safe and effective.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Don't look at us. Don't talk to us. Don't even think about looking at us. We're doing everything we're supposed to do right now. Just shut up and take the shot. And I just got a kick out of this again because it's like the FDA, it's just the lack of oversight is at a certain point you have to ask whether or not this is oversight or if this was intentional negligence. I think we all know the answer to that now.
No, it's just, you know, like we said, the whole thing about it is decreasing the surplus population of useless eaters.
No.
Funny story before we go off the air today. Brand new Cybertruck, Elon Musk. Owner left fuming when his $82,000 Cybertruck breaks down within critical fault within seconds after pulling out of the lot. Question was, Elon, what are you doing, bro? This is hilarious. Elon Musk has touted the Cybertruck as the apocalypse proof, but a customer found his newly purchased vehicle could not even make it a mile from the dealership. Entrepreneur Thomas Remo shared a video of him picking up the 82,000 EV. He's posting it in Irvine, California. You know, making a big deal. Look at me! Look at me! Look at me! I'm doing
it.
This.
It is cool. Yeah. They're armored. I do he like
said,
that. Armor
he
fact.
Said he it broke down not even 6 inches off the lot, and failed another 30 times after the first day. Wow. Wow. 6 inches off the lot.
that's specific.
Don't buy EV.
Yeah. Thank you, my friends.
Love you
guys. Have a fantastic weekend. Stay strong and healthy as always. If you need anything, stay stocked up on the D3 10,000 K2. Told you guys earlier some of the amazing stuff that it does as far as fixing and treating all types of ailments. So be sure to check it out. 20% off and vote for what you want to see win as well. Next week is product of the week. You guys have a fantastic week. Enjoy the Hagmann Report tonight. Stay strong and healthy as always. And we'll talk to you back again on this show Monday as always. You guys have a good weekend.
Love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.